One of my pilgrimage destinations on the Mary Michael Pilgrim Way in southern England is Avebury, with its megalithic circles and avenues marked by stones. No Christian shrine here, I'm afraid. This 365-mile-long pilgrim route is marked as much by pre-Christian sites as by churches dedicated to Saints Mary and Michael. In Cornwall, there's the Hurlers, three huge standing stones which have been here for millennia. Yet, Christian legend tells us these were three men playing hurling on the Sabbath who were turned to stone for punishment. A similarly aged Celtic wedge tomb in Wiltshire is called the Devil's Bed and Bolster. Stories and names like these are intended to demonize an old tradition, or at least keep the God-fearing away. At Avebury, the pilgrim home in a nearby village is run by a pagan priestess. Chatting over a late-night cup of chamomile tea, I enjoy looking through a photograph album as she shows me her community in action. I'm warmed by her story that the previous Christmas, the Church of England priest invited her to contribute to a Sunday service close to the winter solstice in Advent. What a sight that must have been! Two women walking up the aisle together, each dressed in her own distinct regalia. Reaching the altar, the Christian and the pagan turn to welcome the congregation to their devotions. When there is so much in the world that drives us apart, I sit in wonder at how these women are working to bring us together.